So mandala massage supply, part of the store is supplies for the massage therapists around town.
Shop owner Lisa Rojas is giving a tour of her Midtown store, a small converted Victorian home shared by a few other businesses.
The Temple of Life is our house brand, and everything is blended fresh. So we
natural light floods through the store's windows, filtering through the green and clear bottles lining the shelves, while soft new agey music plays in the background. She moved in 3 years ago because she was excited by the up-and-coming Midtown district, which has attracted an eclectic mix of smaller businesses, restaurants, and bars.
I wanted to be here because I wanted to spend more time here, and moving over here, things went well. It was a good move, not just because I moved, but because I was establishing my business.
But that changed about a month ago when her landlord informed her that they were going to increase her rent.
They came with my old lease saying my old lease has expired and we're going to give you a new lease and your rent isn't going to increase by 85 cents a square foot.
Rojas pulls out a copy of her old and new lease, which is on a month-to-month basis. She's being asked to go from $650 a month to $1,150 for the space. Her reaction?
Unbelievable. And they were just very cold and mean. Even though I had been here for 3 years, nothing mattered what was said or done in the past. I was treated like I hadn't even been here for 3 years.
Developer Bernie Carter is Rojas's landlord and a key player in Midtown's transformation into a hip urban neighborhood, where he owns several properties along the strip. He did not return messages seeking comment. Rojas's story, though, is just one part of a much larger conversation happening now that Reno's residential and commercial real estate fortunes are on the rise again.
Everybody's rent's going up. Yes, it's common. It's happening to the big boys as well as the little boys.
That's Paul Doji, who runs Recycled Records just a block down the street from Mandala Massage, and who also serves as president of the Midtown District Business Association.
Just the word Midtown alone actually adds a certain percentage to a property's value. I'm fortunate enough to get a long enough lease to where I've got a couple more years, but I'm not kidding myself. I know that when it's done, my rates are going to go up.
He said other Midtown businesses are facing similar situations, trying to renegotiate their leases and hoping to hang on as the neighborhood attracts more high-end development. Many of the newer builds are going for $2 or more per square foot.
You know, it was great when it was cheap, but part of the reason it was cheap is because this was a lousy area. And now that it's a nice area, they don't want to charge as if it's a lousy area anymore. And it's unfortunate, but it's just the way it is.
The debate has even spilled over onto the Facebook feeds of some of the business owners, with commenters calling out greed, while others blame the Bay Area effect. Andre Mayu is a former broker for Coldwell Banker and helped ink some of the early leases for businesses in the district a few years ago. He says smaller businesses can protect themselves by locking down longer leases.
You want a longer-term lease irregardless of the economy, just because there's, again, ways of writing it. Don't try going it alone, just because brokers can and do catch things that you normally wouldn't do. And a lot of little shop owners, they try and go it alone and just get really hit hard.
Mayu says the district appears to be at a turning point where it can either retain its small, funky shops or head more in the direction of a restaurant and bar district. Mandala's Rojas says retail is what gives Midtown its flavor.
It needs to grow slower, and these rental increases for home and businesses, and it's going to push the small businesses out, and this is going to affect the shopping and the feel.
Rojas has to be out by the end of this month and is looking at a place on Wells Avenue. She just hopes her customers will follow. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.